Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This.
Well, good morning, little brother.
Is Early Break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We are joined now by Husker Online, Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. We just had a conversation in the last segment regarding the transfer portal. It has provided some good stories in college football like Michigan State this year, but it's also resulted in a lot of names going in every single day in college football. I'm curious, Sean, your view after 2 years of this portal, basically. Are you in favor of it? Does it make football better, or does it muddy it up?
Well, I mean, I think it does muddy it up, but I don't know any other way around it. Guys were going to transfer, but yeah, the whole sit out for a year and the coach would release you. I mean, it was kind of just an archaic rule before that the coach held somebody right. I mean, just think about Oklahoma right now.
Okay.
What Lincoln Riley did, you know, they played a game until 10:30 at night on Saturday, and Sunday morning he was the coach of USC. So I get it. I mean, the players need to have some flexibility when the coach who maybe came to play for can leave literally overnight like that.
Occasionally, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com, you'll hear a player – you'll hear this sometimes, a player say, well, I don't think you should commit to a coach. You should commit to a university. What's your reaction when you hear that?
Oh, you know, I don't disagree with that either. I mean, I think like JoJo Doman, who I've gotten to know really well doing the show, said the same thing. It's like, I committed to play for Nebraska. I didn't commit to necessarily Mike Riley or a coach. I committed for what the school is. But, you know, it's not always like that. Not everyone has that mentality. They commit to a position coach. I mean, you think about when Nebraska had like Dante Williams and Keith Williams, guys like that. I mean, there were specific guys that those guys would recruit that were coming just because of them. And, you know, that's recruiting. And the assistant coach, honestly, has just as big of a pull as a head coach sometimes when a certain assistant coach leaves a program.
Okay, Sean Callahan joins us. Let's get to how you make your money, Sean. What do you think we're going to hear from Adrian Martinez? What do you think and he'll say, and when do you think we'll hear it?
Well, to my understanding, they have not had a conversation with him. Yeah, mainly because they played Friday and they literally got on a plane to start recruiting, you know, over the weekend. And Scott Frost is trying to hire coaches. So those conversations will come. But, you know, he just had his surgery as well a week ago today. They've got to hire a coordinator. They've got to figure out kind of what's next. But, I mean, he's going to be out probably 6-plus months. So, you know, he's in a tough position for his football future right now because if he were to go on the portal, how marketable is he being out for 6 months, missing a spring to a school that, you know, are they going to really put all their future on a guy that, you know, you don't know how healthy his throwing arm is going to be coming back off of that with a shoulder surgery. So I'm really intrigued where this all goes with Adrian Martinez.
In terms of the coaches, Sean, I'm curious, and we hear Mickey Joseph's name a lot in terms for Nebraska for receivers coach and recruiting, but at how soon do you think we're going to hear something official either there or somewhere else regarding this staff?
Yeah, I think they want to get some of these done because of recruiting. I mean, you only now have a week and a half on the road to recruit before the break. January, then you can be out in full force with everybody again. But the pre-early signing day, you know, it would be nice, like if Mickey Joseph is the guy, where he could go in-home visit Victor Jones. And they haven't actually in-homed him yet. No, they've been kind of putting it off. Grant Page, you know, go and see those guys with the new position coach, just to give those kids a, you know, a feel who their guy is going to be, who the coordinator is going to be, et cetera. So, you know, there's just not a lot of time, though. You know, with this early signing day in December and only 2 weeks of in-home visiting and only 2 weekends of official visits over that period before the signing day, you know, think if you're playing in a conference championship game, you only get 1 week on the road. So this, the recruiting was really done in June this year. You get a couple of weeks now, but that month of June is where most of the recruiting was done. And now you're just trying to, you know, dot your I's and cross your T's.
Sean, okay, so Nebraska has 9 players in its class of 22 right now, 2022. How many more do you think they even want to sign on December 15th as opposed to just going in the portal and getting guys?
Yeah, I think you're going to see 4 or 5 more high school guys. I mean, they're bringing Marcus Hartstock Jr. in, a Mississippi corner this weekend. Brody Tagaloa from California, defensive lineman. You know, Emmett Johnson is coming in the next weekend. He's a running back from Minnesota. You know, they're trying to get this Abilene Christian cornerback in this weekend too. So, yeah, I think when you look at what this class is going to be, you know, Scott Frost needs guys that can help him, honestly, next year. Like, you can't worry about a developmental freshman player right now if you're Scott
Not
Frost.
Really.
That's just the
Not
reality
really.
Of where things are at right now. He's got to worry about guys that can help him beat Iowa and Wisconsin next year, not necessarily in 2025.
Right. So it kind of, it's interesting. Now, the question, and Sean, I don't, listen, sometimes I know what we do. We ask you questions that are almost unanswerable. But, I mean, it is. But is there any concern you have when it gets down to this, and you have to kind of, you have to emphasize the transfer portal and immediate impact players at the, maybe a little bit of the expense of freshmen, incoming freshmen. Could that impact the long-term growth of your program is what I'm getting at there?
It can, but the long-term growth in some areas has been, I mean, you look at the depth chart. I mean, you shouldn't have like 50 freshman scholarship guys. I think it's like 47 now or something.
Yeah. 49.
And that number has shrunk, though, by a couple with Savion Morrison and Barbara Scott.
Yeah.
You know, the reason they have so many freshmen is they redshirted everybody in 2019. We didn't know the pandemic was going to happen. It's like Ty Robinson's still a freshman. That whole group of guys is still freshmen this year. So it really unbalanced.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We really threw off their numbers. They've got to get some older guys in there as well to kind of balance up their roster with some of the portal players that previously had lost.
Okay.
Joined by Sean Callahan. Sean, take us back to Friday. Nebraska loses to Iowa. They had a big lead, but they blow it. But I'm curious about your impressions on Logan Smothers. The first real time we saw him play a full game, had a 15-point lead. They lost it, and they lose by 7. But in terms of his performance, what were your thoughts, and how do you think he fits into the picture for next year for Nebraska?
you know, I thought they came out with a good plan. Obviously, I'll give Iowa a lot of credit. They adjusted. I think Nebraska threw the kitchen sink at Iowa in the first half. A lot of things that they maybe weren't necessarily prepared for. And Nebraska ran for around 115 rushing yards and a half on a great Iowa defense. Then Iowa moved their linebackers out of the box. They played the option different. Yes, Nebraska had that 94-yard scoring drive in the third quarter, but that was it. That was it. Nebraska rushed the ball. I still can't believe the stat. 16 carries for 18 yards in the second half. Mm. And, you know, you're not going to beat anybody doing that,
no.
Period.
No.
The rushing stat to me was and once again, Nebraska was averaging over 8 yards a play on first down in the game on like 20-some first down snaps. So Nebraska was brilliant on first down. But as we know, the rest of the game, the offense is sputtered.
Okay, Sean, I'm going to throw a little curveball at you here. I was looking at a Barry Trammell article yesterday. Now, Sean, shift into Oklahoma mode here. Oklahoma's got to hire a coach, right? You understand that? Lincoln Riley's off to USC. What if I told you the next coach in Oklahoma could be Matt Rhule?
From Baylor, right?
He's the Carolina Panthers head
Carolina
coach.
Carolina Panthers. Yeah, former Baylor coach.
I mean, sure. I mean, he's definitely a possibility. I mean, I think there's a lot of possibilities at Oklahoma. Brett Venables, this might be the job.
Yes.
He finally gets it.
Could be. Yes.
The timing is good for him right now with Clemson not in the playoff race. That, you know, he could move right over now. Castiglione is a good athletic director. He's going to go through this process, but he hasn't had to do it. You think about Castiglione, you know, in the 20-some years, he made the Stoops hire, and then yeah. Lincoln Riley stepped
exactly.
in right away. But just talk about, I mean, just the way that all this stuff went down. I mean, there's no easy way to do it either. That's the thing. Like, people are critical about Lincoln Riley, how it went down. How's the right way to do that? I don't know.
Right. I don't either. And by the way, Sean, Matt Rhule's just someone that Barry Trammell threw out. There's no smoke or anything. It's just sort of a wish list. But no, you're right. I don't know if there's a good way for Brian Kelly to leave, except Sean. I mean, Notre Dame is still in the college football playoff hunt. I mean,
they have a chance still.
Right, right. So it's a little weird.
I'm curious, Sean. You know, Brian Kelly goes to LSU. Is there any? Do you view LSU as a better job than Notre Dame in your opinion?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
In the sense of what you can get in recruiting. I mean, just think about the transfer portal. How many transfer portal guys can transfer into Notre Dame? Not very many, because the academic requirements. You just can't transfer to Northwestern or Stanford or yep. Notre Dame. So the portal era is going to be really tough on the academic institutions because of that. Hmm. And so at LSU, he's going to get access to a type of player he never could have got into Notre Dame.
Sure.
And I think
he sees
that. He's like, look, I've taken Notre Dame to this level. But we can't get the same guys Saban's getting.
Hmm.
And I want to be able to beat Saban. I want to be able to get guys like he's getting and have a shot to beat him.
Good point, Sean. Always great stuff. Thank you for the time. We will chat with you again next week.
All right, guys.
Good job, Sean.
Husker Online, Sean Callahan.
Hey, hold on real quick. A couple things. Barry Trammell. Barry Trammell, our friend Barry Trammell of the Oklahoman. His wish list was number one. He had 25 guys on it.
Hit me. I'm ready.
I
have not seen this.
Okay, yeah, it was interesting. I was thinking about you. I should have sent it. Matt Rhule. Rhule's number one.
Number one.
Yeah, Matt Rhule's number one. Barry Trammell says he's the most impressive coach/personality I've ever been around. Barry's been around Stoops. He's been around Switzer.
He just got torched by the Miami Dolphins last Sunday. Matt Rhule did. I watched it.
Yeah, Rhule doesn't have a quarterback.
He looked like a bum in that game.
He doesn't have a quarterback, right? Well, he doesn't have a quarterback, Matt Rhule.
No, he does not.
At Carolina.
No.
Okay, number two, Barry has Shane Beamer.
Interesting. That's Barry Trammell's top two.
Yeah, he said this about Shane Beamer, who's the South Carolina coach who's been at Oklahoma. He's been an assistant at Oklahoma. He said, this is Barry Trammell, if Beamer still was on the Oklahoma staff and had not taken the South Carolina head coaching job last December, I think he already would have been named Riley's successor.
Interesting. Okay.
He says a tremendous people person, an obvious leader, great football pedigree. Number three is Brent Venables. Number four is Matt Campbell. Number five is Fickell. Number six is Mark Stoops. To my great disappointment, my pick for this job, Josh Heupel, is number 16 on his list.
That's what I told you.
He's,
an option yet.
Here's what he says about my pick, Josh Heupel. Heupel at 43 would be an intriguing candidate. Success at Central Florida plus a very promising maiden season at Tennessee. And quarterbacking the Sooners to the 2000 national title will always keep him an Oklahoma hero. But Heupel was bitter after Bob Stoops fired him as an offensive coordinator, and Heupel hasn't really restored those relationships.
Yeah. Again, he is a candidate, but I don't know how high he is. That's about right to me.
He has him 16. He has Jay Norvell 17, by the way, former Nebraska assistant. But his top, we'll say his top five, Matt Rhule. Number one, this is just a wish list. He says he opens the column by saying, I have no idea who OU will hire. But number one on his list, Matt Rhule. Number two, Shane Beamer. Number three, Brent Venables. Number four, Campbell. Number five, Fickell. Hello.
At interesting order, I'd say that. Yeah. I think most would put Campbell and Fickell 1-2, or at least up there, ahead of Beamer and Rhule and Venables.
Yeah, I just think Fickell's not an option because I don't think he wants to go there. And, what he says is interesting, what he says is interesting. That the fact Fickell's going to be in the college football playoff is maybe rules him out just because of that.
Sure, we've got things to focus on,
man.
Yeah. When we come back, Song of the Day and the Mailbag on Early Break in the Ticket.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.